Hello, today I am going to talk about the way in which Aboriginals communicated with one another, particularly in the Kulin Nation. The Kulin Nation is an alliance of five Indigenous Australian nations in South Central Victoria, Australia. The Kulin Nation consists of five language groups who are the traditional owners and lived in the Port Phillip region. They are Bonwurrung, Djadjawurrung, Tongarong, Wetherong, and Woiwurrung. As there is no written language for Australian Aboriginal people, rock art is a common form to convey their important cultural stories through the generations. For Aboriginal peoples, it is imperative to pass on information to preserve their culture. Aboriginal rock art is centered on storytelling, conveying knowledge of the land, events, and beliefs of the original people. Aboriginal rock painting includes many different styles, according to different nations and regions of the continent. In the Kulin Nation, orchids were used to paint on rocks. Orchid pits are one type of mineral sources Aboriginal people obtained color pigments from. They also use other types of mineral sources, juices of fruits and vegetables, and animal blood for colours. In comparison to the Kulin Nation, the Arnhem Land and Kakadu regions of Northern Australia paint in an X-ray and cross-hatched art style. Dot painting is from areas in Central and Western Australia. And there is stencil painting from several different locations, featuring negative stencils and positive prints of hands and feet. Aboriginal rock art uses symbols as an alternate way to writing down stories of cultural significance, teaching survival and use of the land. Other than rock art, corroboree is another way in which Aboriginals communicated with each other. A corroboree is a genetic word for a meeting of Australian Aboriginal peoples. The word corroboree is created by the first British settlers in the Sydney area from a word in the local Darug language. Corroborees usually include dance, music, costume, and often body decoration. It may represent a sacred ceremony, a festive celebration, or of a warlike character. Corroboree is the gathering of Aboriginal Australians interacting with the dreaming through song and dance. The specific meaning of different types of meetings or celebrations varies from different nations and regions of the continent. A message stick can also be used for communication between Aboriginal Australians. The message sticks are carried by messengers over long distances to contribute to the verbal message. It is generally a solid piece of wood around 10 to 30 centimeters in length, etched with angular lines and dots as the motifs engraved on it conveying aspects of the message. The message sticks were used for communication between Aboriginal nations, clans, and language groups, and even within lands across continental Australia. Message sticks were often used to invite neighbouring groups to corroborees, marriages, burials, declarations of war, and ball games. Identifying marks inscribed into the stick would convey the relationship. When a messenger entered another group's country, they would first announce their presence with smoke signals so that they would be taken safely with the message stick to the Aboriginal elders to whom they would speak their message. Verbal languages, rock art, corroboree, and message sticks are all ways in which Aboriginals communicated with one another. Different communication methods are used under different circumstances and convey different types of messages. These ways that Aboriginal people communicate allows their culture and traditions to be passed on.